And the Psach Halach of the Shulchan Aruch at the Aruch Chaim at the beginning of Siman Ayin Aleph. I have my okay, so let's chazer again very briefly. The chiddush at the end of yesterday's shiur was as follows: that the tzvei dinim is a p'tur. The p'tur from mitzvahs is derived from the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos quotes in Brachas. Tosfos says, "Leman tiska kol yom echayecha." That's a p'tur klali. That's an automatic exemption. The issue which is being described in the Yerushalmi in later on, quoted by the Tosis later in the end of Daf Tes of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, discusses two reasons: kvodo shomeis or yisam aso, which are used not just to say that you are potter, but to say that you are usher. You're not allowed to perform mitzvahs. Of course, the question then became, if the issue is whether it's prohibited or not prohibited, how can the Rishalmi bring proofs to one side or the other from Potter Minatilas Lulav? Potter? Everybody's your Potter. That's the first Rishalmi. You're certainly Potter. So the answer we gave was that it depends if you're talking about the weekdays or Shabbos V'yontif. On weekdays, it's an automatic tour because it's called Yom HaMashat HaOsk B'Mesim, which is not Yom HaShat HaOsk B'Chaim, and therefore you're Potter from Krishma and thereby from all the other mitzvahs as well. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are fundamentally days when it's of Issa Malach, you can't do too much. Those are not, you can't call Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom HaShat HaOsk B'Mesim. That's impossible. Impossible. So then, we have the question will then become, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no automatic tour. That is a suffix. What's a suffix? Either it's Asur or Yechayev. It's one or the other. There's no p'tur. It's one or the other. So therefore, the Yerushalmi is able to prove from the fact that you're a potter that in fact it isn't. It's really Asur. That's how the Yerushalmi knew that as far as Shabbos is concerned. Halacha lemaisa, we asked the kasha before, if indeed there was an automatic it started with the Chazon Ish. It's Chazon Ish all the time. It's important to know what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish said, I'll quote again, I'll read it again one more time. Hanira de Birushalmi Mesapkalu in the Imye Shlomish Yisam Aso Yechai Bechol HaMitzvahs V'lo Shev HaShor L'Hach Merolav K'demuchem Ba'ad HaPashit Mentilas Lulav T'chiyah Shofa the Gatani Potter. So that's it's right in front. It's right in front of you. No. This is the first Yerushalmi. Lo yom tov mason. The second Yerushalmi, it says it. Hold it. Yerushalmi wants a lama. Why is it aser? So kvodo yisam aso. And the moment he's arrived from potter and potter by the shofar and by lula. So the Chazon Ish says, oh, you see from here that it's double or nothing, right? It's either potter, it's either Asura or Chayev. So we ask the question, if that's the case, why does Shulchan Aruch say, we saw the Vilna Gaon was on the screen before, the Vilna Gaon said, the Bayad Nirushalmi is low of Shita. It's unresolved. It's unresolved. That's why the Shulchan Aruch said, see that first. Shulchan Aruch said, you're potter, you want to be machmir, you're not allowed to, but if it's Yisam Aso, and you want to be Machmir, we're not going to protest, because it's an unresolved question. What do you mean? We should say you should really do the mitzvah. Because there's a possible chiyuv, according to Chazon Ish, a possible chiyuv, and there's only a possible rabbinical prohibition, and a mitzvah d'oraisa, so it doesn't add up. That's the kasha that we have. So the answer was, a little bit against Chazon Ish, we said that no, of course his point is correct, can't argue with Chazon Ish, go to Lador. He said the fact that the Yerushalmi derives from Potter indicates that the alternative, if it wouldn't be us, is going to be Chayef. So what Pshara was, that's correct, depends what day of the week we're talking about. It's correct on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the case of Shofar. But it would not be correct on weekdays. Because on weekdays, even if the issue of Yisav Asol, Kovan HaMeis would not come into play, whatever it may be, we have the original automatic tour that Tosfos says over here, because Yom HaMashat HaOsek b'meisim. That's during the week, so you'd be potter no matter what. That's why the psak halacha is yitaka potter, and it's really usur. But if you want to play with the isser and say I've used my soul, then we're not going to stop you. But we're not going to tell you to do the mitzvah. Why not? But if there's no separate p'tur, no, there is a separate p'tur. I don't have the proof in the Yishama there is none. Depends. On Shabbos, there is none. During the week, there is one. That one is what I just said. So this I think solves the problem fairly well. Halacha lemaisa. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Aleph is about weekdays. Abayim b'chol. Abba b'Shabbos chayev kol hayom ado erev. Now, imachshuk al atchum leisasik b'tzorach and kruis. What was the Torah yesterday? A little bit. Abba l'meinu machshuk al atchum chayev gam leis erev. Okay. That's what it says. Fine. Now, this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But before you even get to the Shulchan Aruch, we have to go back to Tosfos. Love it. Okay, so let's go back over here. The Tosfos discusses this issue. Now, the Ri said, "Pliga dadis reisha v'seva b'Yerushalmi." It's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. We pass like the Shteiv and the Bavli. Yichayev mitzvahs on Shabbat v'yomtiv. Okay, that's the Ri says. Simple. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Now, it's the Chazanish again. Same place. It's I quote you verbatim. If the Yerushalmi says that the status of Shabbos and Yontif depends upon the tutstadim of the Ibaya, that's the Yerushalmi says, right? The Yerushalmi, again, I have to. Can I get both of them on the screen? We'll have to keep. Not going to work. Just want to show you the whole continuity. Forgive me for going back and forth. It'll take me a second. Let's see the whole continuity. Why do you not listen if he wants to be mach? Why is there an issue? Two reasons. Kvoda shomeis, hisa maso. I put him into the slulav. Yeah? It's cholamite. Okay. Cholamite? Okay, so it's cholamite. So what do you see from all your Shalmi? That the question of Shabbat and Yontif depends upon this issue, right? Let's explain what it means. What's your Shalmi saying over here? You see, part of it is Tulas Lulav. I'm talking about Yontif. Ubo, Eino Torah Lisa Maso. Right? So why should you be Potter? But if it's Kvod HaShemes, then what? Then what? You're both sides. Then what? You understand very well why you're Potter. So far, so good? That's what it says. If Kvod HaShemes, we understand why you're Potter. If it's Lisa Maso, we don't understand why. Am I correct? Am I following what I'm saying? So now I have the following issue. Quote, Kevin the Yerushalmi that this shall depend upon the tombstone of the Ibai. Kvod HaShemes, the Yerushalmi says, would be Usher and Shabbos. That's what it says. Right? Potter and Usher goes together, according to what they say. And it says over here, it's a kasha if you hold, there's no Lisa Maso. But if it's Kvod HaShemes, there's no kasha. If Kvod HaShemes would understand very well why it should be a problem, it should be a Potter v'Usher to blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah. That's what comes out. We paskin yachayev. We just saw Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis. Yachayev and Shabbos v'yantiv. What does that mean? That means, says the Chazon Ish, we clearly don't paskin for Rosh Hashanah. Put two and two together. Look, just one more time. Yerushalmi says lama. Kvod HaShemes, v'yisa maso. Frekti Yerushalmi, but you're potter and lulav and yantiv. And there's no yisa maso. But if Kvod HaShemes, there's no problem. Follow me? So Kvod HaShemes would patter you, and they presume even ask you on Shabbos and Yontif as well. The Shezach HaZanesh, we pass la halacha yechayev and Shabbos and Yontif. It comes out loud, we must reject Kvod HaShemes. Very nice. So the question becomes, if you reject Kvod HaShemes, why is the Shulchan Aruch passing? The same Shulchan Aruch passing in the same breath. He paskins your potter when? Afilu eno mutla the kovo. Yeshu mishisa masom is still putter. Why? Why you putter? Why you putter? You tell me kvodah shabbes. We reject kvodah shabbes. How do we reject kvodah shabbes? Sim beis. Shabbos yichayev. The Yerushalmi seem to say that if what? If kvodah shabbes, we understand very well where you're putter from the tilas lulav and shofar. Why? Because kvodah shabbes presumably applies even on Shabbos v'yomtiv. Yet, in Shulchan Aruch it says that on Shabbos you are chayev. What happened? Right? So the question becomes, if you hold kvodah shabbes, you should be potter and usher. That's what Shami implies. But if you'll say we reject kvodah shabbes, we pass yisum aso, then why in Sif Aleph are you, is there a ptur of onam and amitzvahs and even an iser if yeshu yisum aso? This is a bombshell kasha. The thing doesn't add up. Chazanish Godel Hador has no answer to this question. Tzorachi. I understand the severity of the question. One more time. The Yerushalmi says, he's got to see it inside. The Yerushalmi says like this. Either the Yisra is the Kvodah Shomais or Yisra Maso. Frek the Yerushalmi, I apartheid from the Lulav and Yontif. Uvo Eno told Yisra Maso. We don't understand why you should be part of Yontif if the reason is Yisra Maso. What's the implication? If the reason is Kvodah Shomais, we say very well why a potter. Kvodah Shemesh has nothing to do with Shabbat. It's still Kvodah Shemesh. It should be so focused on the person who died. You shouldn't have any cup to be involved in mitzvahs on Shabbat and Yom Tov either. That's the whole assumption of the Yerushalmi, presumably. Answer the Yerushalmi, you know, Chol, Chol HaMoed, all kinds of different things. But this assumption never changes. Frek the Chazanish, if this assumption never changes, so we have a steer in Shulchan Aruch from Sif Aleph to Sif Beis. Why? If hold on Shabbos Yechayev means we reject Kvodah Shomeis. We just said that, right? So then what's the reason Yisra Maso? So if Yeshu Yisra Maso, then in fact there should be no Isser. So why is it say over here Lach Meralatzul Likos Ener Rashoy? Why Ener Rashoy? Why? Kvodah Shomeis rejected Yisra Maso, Yeshu Yisra Maso. There should be no Isser whatsoever. That's his kasha. Great kasha. So I'd like to suggest a teretz. The Yerushalmi makes as follows. Look, Yontif is an Issa Malach. There's no maso. Issa maso. So therefore, according to that side of Issa maso, you have to be chayav on Yontif. There's no alternative. Because after all, we said Yontif is the equivalent of Yesh L'mishnah Maso. There's no mas to be no burden to be carried on Yontif. So therefore, you should certainly be chayef. No question about it. So the fact that you're potter is a kasha on that shita. If you hold kvodah shomeis, it's not necessarily a kasha, because one could suggest that kvodah shomeis applies on Shabbos and Yontif as well. The person should be so overwrought and so focused on the person who passed away in his family, he shouldn't be able to focus on Shema and on davening on Shabbos and Yontif either. Even though he can't lift a finger. He should be so such tsar and grief and tirdom. If he puts a Sasein Kriyashma on Friday night or on Shabbos morning, it indicates the mace is not so important to him as a bizayin in Kvodah Shomeis. Have you with me so far? That is a possibility, but not far from a certainty. Because one can say, and in fact, halacha we do say, the opposite. That it's Shabbos and Yontif. It's Shabbos and Yontif. I can't lift a finger. There's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. So, that's not a bizarre to cover the mace. On Tuesday, when there's something I can do, and it's for the mace, and instead I decide to be a frum Jew and then read Krishna, that shows I'm not giving enough respect to the person who died. But on Shabbos, that in fact I cannot do anything, Benisa Malacha, then although it was certainly possible logically to say that nonetheless you should still be so preoccupied with the mace in your head that it would be a disrespect for you to say Shema, but one could also say the reverse. Since you can't do anything, it's not a sign of disrespect if you decide to say the Shema. Ha! If that's the case, one could say halacha lemaisa that on Shabbos and Yontif it's mutter to do a mitzvah, and you chayav to do a mitzvah, even according to the reason of kvod al shomeis. You can't do anything. You're not adding to his kavod to sit there like this. Look at the wall. That's a greater kavod to the mace than saying Kriyat Shema on Shabbos morning. You can't do anything anyway. So therefore, we paskin yichai mitzvahs on Shabbos for Yontif, but still also during the week because of kvod al shomeis. And even if the yisur maso, kvod al shomeis applies, and it's still going to be an issur. You want to rely on the other sheet, they milk him the other. But we'll tell you in the chatchila not to do it because it's an issur. Ad kan, Rebos. Ad kan. Now, it's interesting if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, which we did, we saw it already a few times, we make the distinction between the beginning of Shabbos and the very end of Shabbos. The very end of Shabbos. This is a psak which really stems from the Rosh. Although Tosfos is like the Rosh, we saw in Tosfos things along the lines of the Rosh. If we don't see the Rosh inside, you won't be able to catch the proper source. No. Well, the Rosh, it's reminiscent of Tosfos, but the words of the Rosh are a bit different than Tosfos. He has the kasha, steer in the situation, the safe and the Yerushalmi. Look what he answers. Oh. Watch this. Hilka. Biyomtiv shemuta lekovai de amamin. Vegam hu yochol lisastik imoem ul hachshik al atchum. No se maso karin and bay. Vechol dir anis no. An yomtiv, yes. Aval b'shabbos. Kevin shen kovin osu b'shabbos. Af al pishe mutal hachshik alav. Ein noeg bo aninus. It was in Shabbos Yontif. That's the first thing. Yesh omen. The bain b'shabbos v'yomtiv. Ein noeg ben aninus. Hello, samoch le'erev, the yochel lahachshech alatchum, but the potem mitchia shofar, ari shelo hoyel lo shofar baboker, but it's davar lo be'erev. Aha, that's exactly the source for the Shulchan Aruch. He's quoting the Yesh Omrim in the Rosh. What did he say? He said Shabbos yechayev until the erev, and in the erev it depends. Depends what? If you're machshech alatchum, then you're a potem. Right, but if you're not, you would be chayev. Comes from the Rosh. That's what we pass with the halacha lemaisa. Comes we pass like the Rishalmi. There's no machlokas with the Bavli. Oh, the problem, of course, becomes this distinction between if he decides to be machshir on the tchum or not machshir on the tchum. Lichora only makes sense according to the sheet of Yisur Masor. So Tosa said, let's read it together. He says, "Efshel Yashu, the father im dat chol lachshich alatchum oz yesh lanu loma the tor lachshich v'eino rasha olavarech." Abul b'sefer mari b'she'ein dat lachshich alatchum. Yeah, that's what Rosh said. Umiu, hay time alo shayach l'tama de mishum kvodo. Whoa! Now we're back to the same problem all over again. If Tosfos is correct, let me just from the perspective of Kol Hashem makes this distinction doesn't apply. Only part of the court of the Svar, you said myself. But we paskin Kvod al Shomeis, we said. So if we paskin Kvod al Shomeis, then how can this distinction be accepted? La halacha. I want to make the following suggestion. Kvod al Shomeis is your Mekayim mitzvahs at a time when Kavod HaMeis demands you do something else, take care of him. That's considered a bizoyim. On Shabbos v'yomtiv, Rabosai, even if it's possible to take care of this guy Meis right before Shabbos is over, and Yontif through Goyim, if you decide to be machmir in Hilchos Shabbos and not run to the border of the Tchum just before the sun sets and the stars come out, that's a legitimate decision. That's not a bizarre to cover the mace. Not like a Tuesday. No, on Tuesday there's no excuse for me not to be involved in the cover the mace. On Shabbos, I want to keep Shabbos until the end of Shabbos. So if we cannot say it's also to fulfill mitzvahs on Shabbos v'yontif. If I decide to wait until Shabbos is over before I do anything, it's mutter and a chayav to do mitzvahs until the night. But if I decide to involve myself in tzorach emes at the very waning moments of Shabbos for Yom Tov, right, from that point and on, I cannot do a mitzvah. According to this reason, in the Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch Yerushalmi Zibaya was never resolved. That's why in Chol Yisam Aso Ein Mochin B'Yodo. So on Shabbos V'Yantif, when you're osing with Tzorach Ha'ameis, says the Yerushalmi, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to perform mitzvahs, because maybe the reason of Yisam Aso is the correct reason. If it be covered Ha'ameis, you could argue either way. The Kitzur, we've, I think, solved all the problems of how we handle this difficult Yerushalmi, the two very powerful questions of the Chazon Ish, and our own question about the Shulchan Aruch, I think have all been resolved. We now come to an even more complex question. The next line in the Tosfos. The next line. U'mina Yerushalmi, look carefully. U'mina Yerushalmi, the shot, write the next words. The Mishani, the Potom, and the Tilas Lulav, the Mari B'chol HaMoed, the Tardis HaMaso, Lo Madnu, She B'chol HaMoed, Shayach Aninus, Kshemesa Mutal Lefonov, Ofen Yerushalmi. The Kevin, Shemutal Lefonov, Shayach Aninus, Kimutal Olav Lekoro, Kimutal Lefonov Domi. Huh? Since Mutal Lefonov and Chol HaMoed is Aninus, so kimutal olav lekovro, that makes that literally in front of you, kimutal lefanav dami. V'chein ipcha, v'shemeis v'mutal lefanav v'ein olav lekovro, eino noeg aninus. What do the words mean? What's the chiddush that there's aninus in Chol HaMoed? It's obvious. Shabbos yontav, he can't do malacha. Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do these kinds of malachas. And what's the connection between the fact that there's aninus in Chol HaMoed and the fact that you are not knowing what is Eina Mutlo of the Kovro? What's going on over here? Seems to be a disconnect. What's pshat? So I'm telling you a chiddush nifla right now. Tosis is trying to prove from Chol HaMoed that l'shitasam, aninus and avelus have no connection whatsoever. No practical connection. We spoke about Vulev. No practical connection. So therefore, even though on Chol HaMoed there's no Avelus, ain't Avelus B'Moed, we just learned that, the Esed the Rabbi Tocha Esed Yochum, Afal Pikein, there is Aninus. Had Aninus been a part of Avelus, it would stand to reason that it takes effect upon all the Krovim, even though the Mace is not Mutal Aleim the Kovro, for whatever reason. But Tosfos is saying, just like there's aninus without avelus of Chol HaMoed, because it's mutal olav lekovro. The other way around, if there's a person who is going to be an avelus, but is not mutal olav lekovro, there's avelus, but no aninus. Wow, that's my pshat. Is there another pshat? Is there another sheet in Bali Tosfos? I'm about to try to explain to the answer to that question. Is yes. You all have a Shulchan Aruch. I hope you have the same Shulchan Aruch that has all the mafreshim that I have. If not, I'll show it to you in the original. There's a go on the of the Imre Baruch. It's on the Maram Akomis. Yerodea Shin Mem Aleph. That's this, we have to learn that sugya. The Iyun Shin Mem Aleph is all about Aninus. Mishameisim Mutalafana. Shin Mem Aleph. Different Shulchan Aruchs may have it in different places. Some may have it on this page, and some may have it in the back. Many Shulchan Aruchs have, mine has it in the back. Hagos Imre Baruch. Shin Mem Aleph. Okay? Shin Mem Aleph. The Imre Baruch writes as follows. Calls him the Smak. Zelashon HaSmak. Does anyone have Imre Baruch? No one has it? You have it. Aval biyomte v'chol hamoed v'shabbos ein aninus. Whoa! The smacks the Bali Atosis. And yet, he goes against Atosis and says, there's no aninus on chol hamoed. V'dovesh v'tzina noeg Ukriyas HaTorah Shal Tzinahein. Okay. So writes the Smak. Uvi Rishalmi Mashma. The Rishalmi sounds like it says, Smak says, the Yesh Aninis B'cholamoy. That line is not found over here in the Imre Baruch. Maybe I can show it to you originally in the Smak. How do I get Smak? Mitzvahs, right? Sefer HaMitzvahs. Let's see if we can find it for the same numbering system. Okay. This is Moed, but I'm not seeing Chol Hamoed here. You have it on your thing? Oh, here it is. Here. Bone. No. Abel b'Shabbos yot the v'chol amoed. Ein aninus. Abel d'Omish b'sin noig. It's the Torah. Uv v'Yishalmi mashma. D'yesh aninus b'chol amoed. So he's gone. Number one, he's gone against Tosis. Number two, he's gone against Yishalmi. You saw the Yishalmi. So, presumably, all the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Right? Where did he get it from? Pashas, he got it from the Re and Tosis. What did we say in Tosis? It's a Machlokas, right? Didn't we say it's a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi? Didn't we just see that? So, the Smak is the Talmud of the Re, or Talmud of the Re. So, he holds that there's a Machlokas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Okay. Fine. There's a Machlokas. Shabbos and Yontif and Chol Hamoed the same. Of course, the question becomes, why? Shabbos and Yontif, we said, Achidish, from yesterday, earlier today, it's Yom HaMashata Oskim B'chaim. You can't do anything for the Mason. But in Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to do these malachas for the Mason. So the question becomes, why is there no aninus? That's the question. So let's carry this issue of aninus beyond a typical day and beyond Shabbos V'Yom Tov to a different day, gentlemen, the day that we all wait for. The day is known as Purim. Yesh mi she'omer she'onein mutter b'bosav v'yayin. Normally only to us the bus of Yayin. Maybe on Purim it's different. Why? Lo osi esi di yochid avelus v'dochi esi di ram v'raisis v'chul Purim. The Rebbe Mother Bittorah. Pilei ploim mamish. What are you talking about? We saw in Tosfos, Yisra bus of Yayin has nothing to do with avelus. Another is mutter the bus of Yayin. Rather what? Shema Yimashech. What Shema Yimashech mean? You get dragged into your bus of the iron and you'll forget about the mace. What's going on over here? It's not my kasha. But by the way, the Ramah adds, Koshan Shchaiba Mikra Megillah. It's finished with Krishna. We'll come to that later. Okay. But the Mogad Avram has the very powerful kasha. Watch this. The Ramat Tzorachi and Godol, the Bishlam Abbas of Yai Mitu Mishim Simchas Purim. Don't fully understand why that should be either. Ava Krishma Tvila, Hatam the Potl Shiponin Tzorachi Ames, Kemashna Purim Osachol. You got a berry on Purim? What's going on over here? Gavaldig Akasha. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't the Ramat say? Gonna bury, then you can't
even
be the
one. Let's go slowly, let's go back to the Ramah. One second. Oh, the Yom Shrat for the Kavro. He's only asking that night. Uh-huh. Okay, that's true. When you're actually literally in the middle of the burial,
the whole day.
The Yom. Shrat for the Kavro. noon, I decided to do the kavura. Whatever I want to do with the kavura. So kavura's meis kodem. That's the mefurish gemara. Kavura's meis comes before kriyas of megillah. Oh, that's more meis after megillah. But when someone's in aninus, the night before the bearers will be in the morning. You're still part there at night. So why should purim be any different? Your point is correct, but still, why should it be any different? Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, is another din. We spoke about the Yontav Sheni. So Yontav Sheni, what's it in? Watch this. The Yontav Sheni, Dino Kachol. Woo! That's exactly the lashon of the Gemara Masechta Beitza. Yontav Sheni, the Gabi Meis, what? Kachol. You're making me see my Beitza, I heard some of you guys. You remember from back in that vav? Yeah, kachol shavu rabbanon. Kachol. It's called la'alacha. It's aninus. What about the night of Yontav Sheni? The night of Yontav Sheni. So, we have to get some things out of here. Lose it. Okay, the night of Yontav Sheni. So let's take a look in Hilchas Yom Tov. Hilchas Yom Tov, Rabbi Osai. What? Okay, Avelis, Sichos Avelis. Let's take a look at Mogan Avram. Tov Kuf Memches. Watch. Ava B'shoa She'ena Mes'asi B'sarach HaKvura Ein Din Aninus Noegbo. Ava B'leil Yom Tov Sheni Chaya B'chol HaMitzvus V'davka B'yom Sheni Cause of a rush to kachol shavi rabbanon, ava belayla shulafonov lo. So what's the magen avram? There's no aninus. We don't do burial belayla. Take a look on the shach. I post you have an as a shulchanot. Look on the shach over here. Shin mem aleph sif cotton tes. Shulchanot writes over here in shin mem aleph sif base. Vimrotza the korba beyom the rishin adi amemen osa b'chula v'koshken beyom the sheni shu ba'atzmo yochol the korba o shecholo alav kol dini aninus, says the shachs of cotton tes. Look at our chayim, and the maril writes in the marash al meis shemeis b'shmini atzeres le'eis erev shemuta leho'ovel lekadesh b'leil simchas torah sh'achrov shem de'ein aninus beyom the adkan. Kaver the beyond the sheni, no again Isa Lichtor Tach Rechim Lach Bar Kaver the Shamalachos. Him Kain Eino Mutla Leim Harbe, but Lachain Ein Din Aninus Nog Balayla Kim Beyom. Well, if you say who Adin Bechol the beyond the sheni, she the Nog Bo Din Aninus. Period. That's what the Mogan Avraham said. Abel Dochak Lachale Kain Ela Nirali the Maharash Lo Sfirle Karosh Ela Sfirle Kismag. Uchiyesh poskin the shas didan cholag ayrishalmi uvechol inyan ein aninus noag biyom tev sheni afila biyom uchimash malishna de marash should ein aninus biyom tev period. She said that didan the kaimel kea rosh imkein uadin balayla also the kadesh bachlokas the mogan avroma the shach leil yom tev sheni fine. Get an impression from the shach that there's no Yontav Sheni. You know why? Because there's no Avelus. That's the Lashon. That's why I read the Lashon of the Shach. As you quote from the Maharil. Right? That's it. Ain Aninus beyond. We say Avelus beyond. No Avelus beyond. No Aninus beyond. Namely, whatsoever. Once again, there's a connection between what and what? Between Aninus and Avelus. I was also be owned and does not apply to an oval, we saw before. Also, Mazabut Mazet. since they were made a takana for the shomei sister maso, Chazal will mataken these halachas only at a time when avelus would be possible. That's pshat of the smak. It's only aninus when avelus is possible and not on chol hamoed. That's pshat by Purim. There's no avelus on Purim. There's no restrictions of mishmeis with lefanim on Purim. Now, of course, you understand very well the issue of connecting aninus with avelus, what we call the restrictions, boss of yain mitzvah with avelus, is a chiddush nifla. Tosfos says beferish not that way. There's no connection whatsoever. But apparently, other of the Baalei Tosfos disagree with our Tosfos. That's what it appears. Now, it's interesting. Pashat Pshat is that the Isurim of Bosa B'Yayin is all the Shemi Yimoshim. We saw the Tosis. But you know what? The Ramban had a different opinion. The Bosa B'Yayin could be a sign of acute Avelis, just until the first day, or so until the Kvura. And you know what? You can find this in the Mishnah Brura of all places. Something very similar. Something very similar. Yisur Bosa B'Yayin have nothing to do with Tirda Mitzorchei Ames, nothing to do whatsoever. Where do I find that? Here in Ar Yehuda B'churbanon, Yerushalayim B'churbana, etc. I believe this is Mishnah Berurah. Let's see soon. Let's see if it's right. Yes. Yeshakasu. If Bosa V'Yayin is only also because he's busy to the base, you're afraid he's going to get preoccupied, has it applied to Yisini Yerushalayim B'chubana the first time? How does it apply? Apparently he holds that it's acute Avelis. Must have gotten it from our sugya. It's Avelis Chamura. It's not Salama Chamur after the Kavur, as we saw in the Ramban. That's what it comes out. Interestingly, we had that Rabbah before that Hank showed us by Mikra Megillah. What's Pshat? If there's no Aninus, but there's no Avelis, and therefore it's Mutta Mabasar and Chayim and Krisha, Balel Purim, why is there Aninus by day? I thought that the taka would not apply. There'd be no Yisur Bosavayin on Purim whatsoever. It didn't arise of Oskim Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. That's what applies. That's how I wanted to respond. I'm not sure I'm right. In any event, we see klar that there are numerous Baalei HaTosfos and places we find it in Hilchos Purim and Hilchos Chol HaMoed that do make a link between what we call the Yisur of Aninus Mishemetzim with Lefonim on the one hand, and Avelis on the other hand. We understand very well Tois comes lafuke from this shita. They bring right from Chol HaMoed, and the smack because we don't hold it like the Rishami by Chol HaMoed. Adkan. Now we go back to what Tosfos. Tosfos is a gold mine. Watch this. It's continuing. Watch this. Chen Masha B'Rishami Nimsa L'Rabim Ochel Bosa Mishol Siyayin Nimsa L'Katofim K'Nimsa L'Rabim, says Tosfos. Watch this now. V'Al Korachach Nimsa L'Rabim Matzaloma Afilu L'Fonov D'Shalo L'Fonov Tepikle Shemiyad Chalol Avelus Mishiyot N'Pesach Beso. Came and lo chalal avaninus im kain. Oh, stop! Let's stop right there. This is what Tosfos says. What do I mean? Mi shemesu mutal lefanov, and it's no obligation to be kover him. There's no nihiga avaninus. That's what we tried to say before. What's the raya? Nimsa l'rabim or nimsa l'katofim? Now wait a minute. How is nimsa l'katofim any different than yeshu mishiyusim aso? We just saw it a minute ago on Tosfos. machlokes in Yerushalmi, right? We passed on the Chumrah, we saw in Shulchan Aruch, Yeshu Mishra saw us also the mitzvahs. Just we're not echem ein mokem biyada, but it's really fundamentally also. How is Nims to the Rabbah, Nims to the Katafim any different? Perhaps for this reason, the Irielim trot Nims to the Katafim differently. That Avelis begins. Tosus says that can't be. Can't be. It's impossible. I feel the fun of. Ishlo the fun of. Avelis is right away. Pshita. Say goodbye to the mace, and either our pilot starts right away. The me was unperturbed by this question. Maybe we're stuck with Akasha. How can it be? The Avelis didn't start. How can you be part of the Easter Radinus? It's a classic case of Yesh, Lo Mi, Shayisa, Masol. They wanted to answer this question. I already gave a hint to it much before. From Lush of the Mechaber. When the Mechaber quotes his din, he changes the language. He changes the language. Look what it says. Emunah Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Aleph Sif Gimel Mokom Shenoagin Shakatofim Yuchodim Lotzi Ameis, etc., etc., etc. In such a case, Mutam Abbasav Yain. I asked the Kasha, who cares what the Minig HaMokom is? Why is that relevant? If Reuven finds Katofim to do it, so new? Here's the answer. If Reuven has the gall to pass off Tzorchei HaMeis, if it's so relative, to outsource it to others, that itself is a bizarre Mekavod HaMeis. May not be done. But in some communities, they realize that the Krov are overwrought and distracted and in grief, and they establish a new custom. Listen, we're going to do Geminas Chasodim. Whenever there's a loss to the community, there's a group, a volunteer group, it's going to come and take care of everything. Call the Chevra Kaddisha. Once the Chevra Kaddisha imposes rules and says no one is allowed to take care of it himself, you must approach the Katofim, and that's the Minhag HaMakom. Then, if the Reuven goes to the Katofim, that's not a bizarre Minhag HaMeis. There's no alternative. He's found the Minhag HaMakom. If there's no Minhag Kavua, you decide to give the Katofim. That itself is a Pegiyah B'Kvod HaMeis. I hold this a Gevurah L'Gevurah. Now, we once saw this briefly. Let's go back again. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkotten, Chof Alf. Have a look inside, please. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkotten, Chof Alf. She was not a Yehuda. Yushalmi, the Kolshkin, Shechayav, the Mitzvahs. Ein Shav. If you have meat and wine, you still have the Mitzvahs. All because of Shav. Shechokhech Loma, the Nimsa, the Katof, and Mahani. In other words, that's what happens today. The person passes away, the relatives call the Chevra Kaddisha, they do the Tahara, they come to the funeral home, and then the relatives follow the Oren to the cemetery, and they're there by the burial. There's no Ptur whatsoever. Full Dinim of Anina supply. That's today, and it's my name of Prague in the 18th century. It's true in New York in the 21st century. No, the Noda Behuda is correct. That's what the Chachma Sodom is incorrect. Incorrect. The question becomes as follows. What's Pshat Noda Behuda? If the Me'iri is correct, then you give it to Katof, it's like a Hechzer Penehem, and Avela starts right away. Nicha. But we actosis, no. The Pshat is Eino Mutlo of the Kovro. Why should I be potter from the laws of Aninus now? Right now it's Eine Mutlo Lo Lekovro. Not only am I didn't choose this. This is the Minhag HaMakom. I have no choice. So why then do we say that the laws of Aninus apply nowadays? True, tomorrow morning when I go to the Levaya, but right now I'm prevented from doing anything because I gave it to the Chevra Kaddisha as required by Minhag HaMakom. Where did the Nodi really get it from? You just make it up. He got it from Hagos Maimini. Let's take a look together, Hagos Maimini. It's on the Maimon Kaimus. Hagos Maimini. Hilchos Ovel. Very valid. Yerushalmi Garcina, Nimsel Rabbim, Katofim, Ochabal Shosiyai. Watch this. Umesaf Kalon. Iholech hu besfina oba agola. Idomi le nimsa le katafim ilo. It comes from the Ravya. The note of you understood that the suffix was in a case of nimsa le katafim and you plan to go with the mace bagolam. We apply the heta of nimsa katafim or not, it's not resolved. So the note of Yehuda says, presumably, the prohibitions of Aninus still exist. Because Yerushalmi had this Shaila, Misafkaleh, didn't resolve it. So we have to be, I guess we'll call it, which way to Chum is a question, that we're not going to do the mitzvahs. That's what nobody said. But I'm not sure it's the right pshat. I thought a different pshat. But Misafkaleh, in the case of Bosai, where there was no Misiul the Katafin, and you want to know, in Rav Yoh, to a case of Nimsa Lekatafim Ilo. But Yehuda understood it was Nimsa Lekatafim. You also, when there was a boat or a wagon, there was a status of Nimsa Lekatafim applied. And based on that, he came to his conclusion. I'm not sure it's true. Misafkaleh in a case where it was no Nimsa Lekatafim, is Sfina or Gagol comparable to Nimsa Lekatafim? Look at the Rambam over here. Take a look at the Rambam. Shin Rambam Alsim Gimel. Mokom Shemen Nosin Hameis Meir Leir. In Mokom Korov Hu Havikilu Mutal Lefonov. Even though right now you're on a wagon, you can't do anything. Alam Hu Mokom Rochok O Malach Shneyamim Mutter Achiavol Il Kvur Oso Rabbein Yonah Peg Mishameso. This indicates that Barb Shad is correct. The Shaila is, if you're on a wagon, do you have a status of Nimsa Lekatafim where the laws of Aninus no longer apply? Says the Ramah, compromise. If it's 2 days or more, then there's no more din of Aninus in the interim. If it's 2 days or less, then the laws do apply. Without a Nimsa Lekatafim. That's how I understood it. And I found that the Stechemet, in the same place, Aninus Simen Chaf, says, my pshat. And he based it on my idea. E domi the nimsa katafim ilo. Not pshat, it was nimsa. And the question, did it have a status of nimsa? No, it wasn't nimsa. Does it have a status similar to nimsa? Interesting. Tosa's assumption is, and they arrive from katafim, same as mutab abasav yai, the chayiv and mitzvahs. Chayiv and mitzvahs. Why? As we said before, it's better than Yesh Mishim Asol. Here the minig is that way. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says, it's a regular Rashba. A window. I closed so many windows already. Close enough windows. Is there still a katafim here? Not seeing it. Maybe it's the next oven, maybe. Not here. Somewhere, the Rashi on these dapim suggests that well, let's take a look. Let's go back. Let's go back here. Yisa Maso, that he does speak about. Oh. Go see Yishama and tell us this quote. Oh. So this follows. Also, Mishmikvoda Shomeis. Miu Bachilas Basu Shtias Yain. Nireshim Yeshim Yishisa Maso. Shumutter. Period. Stop right over here. So what does it say in this Rashba? Opposite of what we just said until now. The opposite. We sort of said, what? If it's mutter b'basar v'yayin, you're certainly chayav mitzvahs. So the Kavach Homer we saw over here quoted. Rashba says, No. You're mutter b'basar v'yayin and asr b'mitzvahs. You're mutter b'basar v'yayin because no shemi y'moshech, but you're asr b'mitzvahs because the kvod shomeis. Wow. We could therefore argue, maybe, nimsa l'gatafim is taka asr b'mitzvahs, even though it's mutter b'basar v'yayin. Another reason to follow our minig, another Behuda, even though another Behuda is right from the Agos Mayim, maybe incorrect, we follow the Rashba. We should say it that way. Anyway, now it's interesting, though the Behuda brings a riot, as we saw over here quoted, back to the Pisrei Tshuva. What does the Pisrei Tshuva? B'shus not a Behuda, maybe Rishami, the Koshken Shchayav Mimitzvus. The only way to do it is to look inside in another Behuda, we'll see what the Rishami is. Yoredeya, Reish Yud Aleph. Until now I've been trying to avoid it, but it comes to the point, I can't show otherwise. Another Behuda. Is it Reish Yud Aleph? What it says? Watch this. Katafim. It doesn't say mitzvahs. Mutter b'basar v'yayin. And Tosfos and Bracha said, Yushalmi, basar v'yayin. Yeah. Yanti b'yushalmi shalom. Look what I found. Im chaye shahi tartalo. Kal v'chom alachaye olam. What's chaye shalom mean? Basar v'yayin. What's chaye olam mean? Mitzvahs. In Canada, but foolish. Shapasak Aninus. Against the Rashba. You just saw the Rashba a minute ago. What did the Rashba say? Mutta Babasa Vyayan, but also the Mitzvahs. How can Rashba go against the Pharisee Rishalmi? What do you say? Look up the Rishalmi. Let's be brave and look up the Rishalmi. Okay, how's that? You Rishami can get here? Can we get Rishami here? Vilna? Okay. Oh, let's see all the familiar Rishamis. Yomish had to also be Chaim and not also be Mason. That's a toast for Tani, let's go to Chazara. Good. Im rot lach mal atz ein shomelo. Lama? Kvoda shomeis? Maso? Man ach demina? Ish maso? Ein temish me kvoda shomeis? Also. Which we said, okay. Im tol ma shem im meid misaso? Ish maso? Ay, patim tila slulot? Chol. Shofa, Chol, Yantuf. He came to Adon Chavichim, to Machshish Malatchum, yeah, Kimishu Nosem Asol. Fine. Adkan. Now let's go a little further. Nimsa L'Rabim, Ochel Basel Shosu Yayim. Nimsa L'Rabim, oh, before that. Before, right, just before that. What does it say over here? What's it saying? Abba B'Shabbos, Mesa V'Yochel Basel V'Shosu Yayim, Ochel Kotsoko V'Shosu Kotsoko, Mesabin Olav, V'Biach Onan Achavamim, V'Akem Shabiach Onan Achavamim. On Rashbag, Holy Tartilo is Kolele T'chivu B'Shakal Mitzvah Shal Torah. Im Chaye Shoi Tartilo, Koshken Chaye Olam. Here's my terrace to the Rashba. The Rishabi that says it's Koshken is going on Shabbos. It's going on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we said earlier, there's no Ptur of Yom Hashat Oskar B'Mesim. And therefore, if the Easter of Basyan is permitted, certainly the Easter of Mitzvah is permitted. It's a Kavachoma to make him Chayav Mitzvah. But the Rashba is talking B'chol. That's on B'chol. When you're certainly part of a mitzvah, Yom HaShat HaOskar B'Mesim. And therefore, even though it's Mutter B'Bas of Yayim, with no Chasha Hashem Yimashach, because it's Yishtam HaSor, no problem, it's still Osir B'Mitzvahs. You can't be Mechayim B'Mitzvahs. That's impossible. Because the Ptur of Yom HaShat HaOskar B'Mesim, they don't take the Kal B'Chomer to take away the Yisr. That's what I wanted to suggest. My last point for today is the famous story of Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone's yelling at me by Rabbeinu Tam. How can you put Rabbeinu Tam? I can erase the Tosfos already. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Too hasty here. Back to the same Tosfos. Famous story of Rabbeinu Tam. Do you know what the story of Rabbeinu Tam was? As of all history, is it? It's a debated question, what happened historically. Watch this. Where is this? It's not here. Umaisa shemeis achol shebein atam b'shabbos. V'odilo b'mos v'shabbos. V'yacheres. V'ochal boso v'shosa yayim. V'yomar. Kevin sheyesh lo baal shechai b'kvurosa. Eina wasa b'bosa v'yayim. Efshar, Shagam Rabbeinu Tam, Im Hoya B'Yir Atzmo, Hoya Mekil Meyosu Latam. Mekil means to have meat and wine. It's her husband's problem. Her husband's problem. The Rosh is very not happy with this. Very, very not happy. Very not happy with this. What does the Rosh say? Umils in the Tmiyi, the Imkain, Lo Yinek Haninas El Bebonim, Lo Be'oviv, Lo Be'echov. Come on, the bun will go. The Yorshim have a greater responsibility to take care of the Kvura. Lishna the Gemara Lo Mash Me'achi, Elakola Mis Abel, Havi Kimokain One. He rejects it completely. Rejects it completely. Now, take a look on the Taz in Orachai. It's on the Ma'am HaKamis. Siman Ayin Aleph, the Tassel, which makes a lot of sense. La fuki mi Rabbeinu Tam. We pass the Shulchan Aruch Avinu Mutar Lavolov. Shemeis Achoso Nesua Imo Shalari tells you which sister it was. They had more than one sister. The Ri we know was Rabbeinu Tam's nephew. So the Ri's mother was Rabbeinu Tam's sister. But she was Nifter. Rabbeinu Tam was in the city. Ochel Bosu Shosu Yayim. Why? Kevin Shoyel Baal. What was the Baal's name? Shmuel. Right, Rav Yitzchak Rav Shmuel, a instead of Bala Tais, the Rabban always refers to him that way, right? The grandfather is Rabbeinu Meir, right? The father of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and the Hillel Rebbetzin, whose name, first name I don't know, who was married to Rabbeinu Shmuel, and the mother of the Riyah, the Chosh of a lady, she must have been. Yeah? If you find out what her name was, let us know. Anonymous woman is politically correct nowadays. Okay, not for now. Okay. V'nechlak olav arosh to lo plug rabbon and ayin sham. V'nei releases the taz to plug the zutalia b'tam v'shakos tos arosh v'shpek mishameso lova poterona v'kvish v'tfilim v'shem mishalmi. What is he saying? If the reason is yisamaso Rabbeinu Tam is right. If the reason is kovet ames, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So if we paskin kvod ha-shomeis, which we do, it's going to be impossible to pass the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Correct? Everyone got me? On both sides, it's much more to be said. We're out of time. Tomorrow, schazer again, tomorrow there's a Yom Yerushalayim Suda Sodoya at high noon. Hopefully all the festivities will wind down by 1:20, if not leave. So we're saying she at 1:25 regular time tomorrow, but she out of the Shemaya. Okay.